For a Thursday morning conversation, as promised, we're talking wishes for kids. So Dave and Terry got some good walk-in music from Rascal Flatts here this morning. Terry Weiss is here, and so is Dave Durant. So, morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Dave, you and I have been sitting here this time of the year for the last 10 years now. I think this makes 11 years in a row. Yeah. Terry, he kind of was he was a late bloomer.
Yeah, last 3 years or so.
Yeah.
But I was busy.
Yeah, you're busy, exactly. We all have stuff going on, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm the one that runs all this, so.
Okay, well... Terry, thanks for being with us again this year. Dave, thanks for the long-time conversations here. We see each other at least once a year, and yep. Still, after 10 years, I say it every year, it's just been weird. It's just a weird thing. It seems like every time that this event comes up, something happens in my life that keeps me from the event, and I've got something going on. For everybody else, I told Dave and Terry here, Dad got moved out of ICU, thank God, and now we're putting him into a rehab center in Oconto. And I promised my siblings I'd pitch in and help and stuff and be over there this weekend. And so if I can get back in time on Saturday, I'm going to stop by and have a plate of food.
That'll work.
I promise. And thanks for not giving me grief, because I know I say this every year. But it's just weird. You know, it's one of those things. It's like with the Derby up in Eagle River. Every year for that year, it's the coldest weekend of the year.
Yep.
It's just something about sometimes, and it just recurs and goes on and on. Anyway, Sherwood Forest is the place for wishes for kids. Think Make-A-Wish Foundation. And for the last 10 years, these folks getting together out at Sherwood Forest. And gosh, these numbers, guys, they just keep on growing and growing and growing. And first of all, I can't believe it's been 10 years. Dave, the first time you were in here 10 years ago, you were white as a ghost.
Yeah.
you were really nervous about talking on the radio, but it's old hat for you now, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No big deal at all. So over these last 10 years, Dave, I want to start with you first. What are some of the highlights of the last 10 years of this event for you?
Oh, I don't know, just... all the people that chip in and help out, the community is just so great. You know, they help out everything, all the donations we get and all the help we get. We have a beautiful community here that helps make all, they're the ones that make this work.
You know? Terry, you'd probably agree. I think you see the best in people come out with an event like this.
Absolutely. You're watching the kids and playing with the pinata and so forth. It's
a good time for everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's one thing too, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, every year we're getting more and more kids showing up for the function too.
Really?
So it's, yeah. I mean, last year we must have had, 25, 30 kids out there?
Probably.
We had a lot of them.
So very family friendly. So don't be afraid to bring the kids.
Well, that's all about it. It's for the kids.
We've got the bouncy house. And
yeah.
A lot of times there's fundraisers. Adults go and have all the fun, and sometimes kids can't go, but kids are very welcome to this one because it's all about making kids happy.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it's for. That's why we do it.
So the reason for doing this, we'll get into the event itself. Let's get a little background. Terry, what can you tell us about when this thing all started back 10 years ago? How did the tie come together with your organization and Make-A-Wish in general?
Probably 3 years before that, maybe four. Yeah. A friend of ours got this started.
Okay.
And Dave Dyer, for his, I think it was his brother.
Yeah, I think so.
That had a wish. So he wanted to start this, so we all got on board with him, and then he wanted to try and go bigger, and we just stayed where we were at and carried on.
So what makes a bunch of good old boys from Tomahawk, Wisconsin think they can pull off a deal like this? I'd be curious to find out how the origin of this whole event got going with you guys.
Really?
Sitting down and having a couple beers, right?
It just happened, I guess.
Yeah. we made up our mind that we were going to do this, and there's really not that many on our board that are from, quote, Tomahawk.
Okay.
A lot are Marathon, and... So they all drive up here on Sundays for meetings and everything, and just the bars down there are like the ones up here. They're just so
bunch
generous.
Of good folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we heard somebody on Trademark drives up here from Cicero, Illinois every year for this event. So you guys must have made a really big impression on a lot of people over the years.
Well, he used to have a camper in the campground.
So so he knows about it, and so he just makes sure to come back this
weekend.
He's
actually one of the original people that... He's been with us since we started. So.
Yes.
So this is all about wishes for kids on a local level. That's the other thing that we wanted. This is going to benefit local kids, and it benefits local kids every year. How many kids have we benefited so far over the years?
32.
32 kids in 10 years.
Yep. Over $211,000.
That's an amazing number. It hits me right. $211 from Little Old Tomahawk going to make these wishes come true for these kids.
And these kids are all, we try to keep them all within 100 miles of Tomahawk. So.
Okay. So they're local kids too. Yep. Boy, this really makes a, every year when I think about what these kids and the family of these kids go through to be eligible to get a wish like this, this is like the least that we can do for some of these families.
Yep. Yes.
I'm just curious, when this is all said and done, when the kids come back from their wishes, do you guys always hear from them?
We always get a letter and a star.
Okay.
And we have a wall that in the back of Sherwood Forest. Yeah, it's our wishes wall.
On our card right there in the picture.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that's not all of them.
Yeah.
That's only a little bit of them.
We've got, well,
that's
we
our
have,
wall, our
we
wall
have 30,
wishes.
We have 28 up on the wall right now. And we have six that travel with us that were the ones that got donated to last year.
Okay. And the letters that we get from the kids are all in the frames there.
Okay.
And you read them, you're going to cry, I'll guarantee you.
Oh, I bet. And then, so if you're going to go out to Sherwood Forest, you plan on stopping in front of that wall, better bring a hanky.
Yep.
Better bring a hanky with you. And so these kids are coming from within a 100-mile radius.
Yep. Yes.
Are the stars the boundary here for these wishes? Are there boundaries on these wishes?
No, that's just
not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that? Why not anymore?
Now they allow hunting and fishing where they didn't used to.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now, and any kid that has a problem can get a wish. I mean, his family, they have to go in front of a committee, but it just...
So it's not just... Sometimes, you know, you hear about these Make-A-Wish deals, and a lot of these kids, they want to go to Disneyland. They want to do something big with the whole family, but it might be just a simple hunting trip?
Yep. Yep.
Seriously? Huh.
There was one kid we had, was it last year, year before last? She just wanted a handicapped deck that she could go out and sit on. She's in a wheelchair, and so her wish was that... to have a nice deck built on the back of their house.
When you think of a kid in this situation and all the challenges they have in life, and they're given a blank check, and they said, I just want everybody at home to be able to be out on this deck. I want to get on and off the deck okay.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And when a child gets a wish, if they go to like Disneyland, they'll pick them up right at their door. Bring everything. The whole family goes. And they get their special lines in Disney, because Disney's real big on Make-A-Wish also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but that's...
We got a Packer game tonight. Terry's got his colors on. I totally forgot to wear my colors here. And so did Dave. What are some of the kids' wishes that stick out to you besides that deck one? Are there any other? I'm just curious. Any kids want to go see the Packers, hang out with the Packers for a day? Has that one ever come along? Or?
I don't think we've ever had any,
NASCAR people or Brewers?
What was her name from Roscoe, Illinois?
They're from Danica
Patrick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They wanted to meet Danica, that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
The celebrities.
And she got them tickets to a NASCAR race besides. So.
The celebrities that get on board with this, you think they're all about themselves and their money? Not always.
No.
Not always. Boy, they see some good stuff come out of this. So the event is called Wishes for Kids. It benefits local kids that are having challenges one way or the other, and they make a wish come true for these kids, and now we find that the sky's the limit. There is no limit on what these kids can choose to do. Yep. And so it takes a lot of money to make this happen, and I can't believe this. The event, I think this price has been the same for all 10 years, and I just
it
you
has.
Can't go through the drive-through for this amount of money.
No.
And it's for $10, it's an all-you-can-eat meal. So let's talk
about
that
first. And it's all homemade.
Everything is homemade. Yeah. Nothing comes out of a 5-gallon pail.
Nothing.
All homemade. There's chicken and there's pork. And so where does the food come from?
A couple in town, they donate all the meat every year.
They buy it.
Okay.
They pay for it all. I always cook all the pork.
Yep.
So.
How do you do that? Is it a whole pig, one of those deals?
I've got a big smoker outside.
Yeah, we do the pork.
I did it all yesterday.
Okay.
So now it's in the walk-in. And
you're a smoker. You could do that for us, too.
You know what? maybe that's the thing. Now this is an idea here. Let's ruminate on this a little bit. If I put this on the schedule ahead of time, that means everything else in my life has got to just go on hold. Instead of this going on hold and the rest of my life taking place, maybe I got to just switch up the way I'm doing this.
There you go.
I'll tell you, I'm going to go on the record right now. You need a smoking assistant. I'm your man.
I'm ready.
Okay. So next year, you give me a call, okay? And I'm going to clear the decks, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to be there for you.
I'm ready.
So there's my promise. Whenever I get on the air and make a promise, I keep it. And so I'm going to keep that promise. So, Terry, hold me to it, okay? So as far as the event goes, there's the chicken and the pork. There's corn on the cob, all kinds of sides, and everything is donated. Everything is homemade, and it's only $10 a meal ticket for all you can eat.
Yep.
How often are you left with food left over?
Not as much as you think.
So folks come out there and they clean you out.
Yeah. I mean, last year we had, 325 people we fed?
Wow. That's outstanding. Kids 6 and under eat for free.
And we have tickets out there that day. You do not have to buy them in advance. It just...
Let's talk about the fun with the event here as well. You need a ticket for this event, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so where do people get the tickets, first of all?
Mainly but Sherwood Forest.
You need a ticket if you want to eat.
Yes.
You don't need
a meal ticket. If you just want to come and get into raffles, you can come and get into raffles.
Understood. So once you get there, buy a whole bunch of raffle tickets, go inside the tavern, buy your tickets for the meal, and again, it's only $10. And does this ticket with the name and address and stuff, does it get you a chance to win some prizes too?
Yeah, door prizes.
Okay, so door prizes along with your ticket, it's only $10. If you want to pay $20 a ticket, they'll take your money.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
We have an signed Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Okay, so that's the is it a Pittsburgh one or is it a Packer one?
It's a Packer one.
Okay, so it's a leftover Packer one.
I have a Pittsburgh one, but it's not autographed.
Okay, so that's a big game here.
I have
for
a Jets
tonight.
One too.
So that's the main door prize with your meal ticket, that Aaron Rodgers jersey. No, it's not.
That's a raffle.
That's one of the raffles. Yep. What are the door prizes first of all for the ticket? Yeah,
mainly gift certificates from some of the places that have donated, like Quick Trip, Triggs.
Okay, you get a lot of support
bars,
from the businesses too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the some of the other big door prizes beside that jersey, what else is coming to mind?
Just
or the raffle prizes, 50, I should say.
Well, raffle prizes, we have a Liney's chair, we have a stainless steel fire ring donated from used to be Stainless Specialties now.
Okay.
We have so much. We have Pit Boss grills.
Really?
We have
so big ticket stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
No, it's yeah.
So the raffle tickets, how do people participate in the raffles?
Buy tickets for
it's like a
the
basket
buckets,
raffle
yeah.
kind
yeah.
of thing? Okay, bucket
yeah.
raffle.
Yeah.
Got it. That's pretty easy. Again, the festivities start at 2 o'clock, but the meal starts at 4 o'clock, so you can have a lot of fun. What can the kids expect to have fun with once they get there at 2?
They have the bouncy house. They have the dollar machine with the wind.
The air machine.
Oh, really? The money machine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We have two bikes that, if I'm right, everybody... that gets in the dollar machine is going to get their name in that. They can't just pick the bikes like before. So we have a girls and a boys bike. And
are you looking for any other donations? Would any other donations
always.
Help from somebody?
Always.
Always.
Because
okay.
next week we have our bags tournament.
Yeah. I'm going to put it out there. There's a hardware store going out of business. They're blowing everything out of the store. If anything would like to come out of that store out to you guys, that might be one idea to
that'll
help
be
them
awesome.
Liquidate
absolutely.
Out that way if they got some appropriate stuff to donate out there. All the proceeds will go to the Northern Region Make-A-Wish of Wisconsin. Last year, now listen to this, you said you served 325 people.
Yep.
So figure not every single one of them ate. Let's say there were 500 people there last year.
That's how many meal tickets we sold.
Okay. So let's say all together there was like 500 people there. And with all the meal tickets and the raffles, $30,000 last year's donation alone.
Yep.
This has really grown. This it gets bigger every year, doesn't it?
It has.
Boy, that's a pretty good record to keep up with here. Boy, $30,000 in 1 year from this little old event on one day at little old Sherwood Forest. I think that says a lot about the folks around here, that's for sure.
And we have the... a 40x80 tent plus a 40x40 tent. Yep. So we've got tents if it rains.
If it rains, it stays dry.
We did better in the rain than in a sunny day.
Yep. Really? Yep. Huh. It doesn't rain on my property anymore. I got a dome over the top. But if it doesn't matter for you guys, I guess I can't move my dome. I'd like to move that dome, but I'd like to as long as it's a rain or shine event under that big tent. So no worries about the rain if it happens or not.
Right.
On Lake Alice, Sandy Lane is a location. Most people know where Sherwood Forest is. I already see the signs up at the over when I get off the highway on Highway A coming off 51 every day. That sign's been out there for a little while.
Signs coming from all the way around the lake. You can't miss them.
They always go out Sunday morning.
Yep. Super easy to find. You got a lot of notes there, Terry. I don't want to let you out of here before you mention everything that's on there.
That's not going to happen. But, we have the Butcher and the Baker, Pat and Tony, Northwoods, Lube, very generous, Triggs, Jim and Suvino, North Forest, Crossbridge, Chad
Brock and Melissa from Precision Spray Foam. Very, very generous. Everybody on this list is generous.
You can keep going. I want to say thanks to all those folks.
Warehouse Liquor, the new owners, Tomahawk Resort, My Place at River's Edge, Lake Alice Lodging, Samuel and Son Vessel, the Firing, Lincoln County Tavern League, the Tavern League of Wisconsin, Heart Concert, Aerotap, Maple Bear, Art and Lisa, Austin Roseburg donated a $500 gift certificate for a tattoo.
Wow.
Hot Tub from Rosenberg's, Amy Rosenberg, Amir Rosenberg donated candy stuff. So that's some of the sponsors that we have for Saturday. And then next Saturday for the Bags Tournament, we have Home Bar and Grill, Cocktails, Jammers, Marathon Feed, Toss 'em Back Bar and Grill, Aerotap again, Silverado, Boomba, Art Lang, Snow Plowing, Rodney Ann Lang, Sherwood Forest. It just...
The list goes on. So yeah. There's two events that are going to, the money all goes to the same place.
Yes.
This weekend for the Pig Roast and next weekend for the Bags Tournament. How can people get involved in the Bags Tournament?
You can sign up that day.
Okay.
You can sign up early, but I think they have a $50 gift card for whoever signs up early, they draw a name.
Okay. Are you gonna? You guys coming back to talk about that before next weekend, or we got to get that out there right now?
I'll get it out right now, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So the Bags Tournament, you can sign up at Sherwood Forest this week or just show up at Sherwood Forest next weekend.
Yes.
It's on Saturday.
Yeah. Luck
what time,
to draw.
What time you want folks to get out there?
I think they start registering at 10, and I think we start at noon.
How many teams registered last year?
We had 20,
20 plus teams playing bags.
But that's all under the tent, too. So if we leave the tent up for a week. That's why we always do that the week after, because the tents are up and we leave them up for the week.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be there Saturday or not. If God wants me there, I'll be there. If not, I think he wants me standing next to you, next to the smoker next year.
There you go.
It's going to be there. Dave and Terry, thank you so much for what you do. You choke me up every time you're here. Just thinking about all the good stuff that comes out of this event here. And I'm going to give away two tickets on tomorrow's Sunrise Show. So I'm going to get a couple of tickets on the Sunrise Show tomorrow to get out there and have all that good stuff to eat.
That works for us.
If they're getting a free ticket, they better donate double when they get there. Anyway, but you don't have to. I'm just kidding. Guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for doing what you're doing. And thanks to everybody involved in this event and everybody that chooses to participate in this event. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you guys, too, because you do a lot for us.